All right, so Steve, this might sound like a bit of an odd question, but stay with me here. Have you ever wanted to have a conversation with a building?
Mark, no, because I was told at a very young age that is not something to be done.
Okay. How about a lamppost?
Now you're really losing it.
Well, it might actually sound crazy, and it kind of does, but
a new
art installation in downtown Mesa, it does, is actually making this possible. So maybe what you learned as a kid is not actually true. The show's Lauren Gilger is here to tell us more about this. Hey, Lauren.
Hey, guys. So this project is called Hello Lamppost, and it invites people to strike up a conversation with street furniture, like lampposts, bus stops, buildings, things like that. And starting on Saturday, you can do it in downtown Mesa. It will be installed on the Mesa Arts Center campus for a month. And the idea is to engage people in the area with their surroundings and to gather some intel on what people are looking for in their downtown. I sat down with Mesa Arts Center Director Cindy Ornstein to try it out. Okay, so we're going to text. This is texting the actual Mesa Arts Center, right? The building?
Yes.
Okay, and
so you have the number, and then the message says, hello, Mac, M-A-C, hashtag Mesa1.
Hashtag
Mesa1.
And I'm sending it. Good afternoon. You're new, aren't you? I have a few questions for you. What's your favorite building around here, it says?
Let's say the theater's building.
Okay. I was hoping you'd say me. It says, another question for you. Have you ever hung out in Mesa Arts Center? Tell me more. So you're getting some information.
And some of them will just be playful, fun questions, and some of them will be very, useful questions like that.
Right. Okay. So this is leading up to your strategic planning, but this is also about interacting with the public.
Absolutely. We loved this project in particular, Hello Lamppost, because it brings people in to discover downtown, to discover the Mesa Arts Center, and maybe to look at things in different ways mm-hmm. than they have in the past. They might end up having a conversation with an inanimate object they've passed a million times and never even noticed was there.
And this isn't the first sort of playable project that you've done in downtown Mesa, right?
We got a large grant from Art Place America, and we commissioned a wonderful work of art from actually a Montreal artist. Working with the community, they came up with this idea that it would be really fun to have a musical sidewalk. So actually there's an installation in the North Plaza of Mesa Arts Center where you can go and your shadow creates music on this tile pattern that's on the plaza. And it actually has four scores that change throughout the day depending on the position of the sun. And so the mood of it changes based on the time of day. So you can go make music by yourself or with friends on musical shadows.
Wow. And you've also done the playing pianos all around downtown
Mesa,
right?
We did street pianos where 24 community groups joined up with 24 artists and took 24 donated pianos and turned them into works of art that were out in the community for 6 weeks for people to play.
So it sounds like Mesa is on its way to becoming a playable city. But tell us first, what does that mean?
So really, if you think about the places you love most, they're places that engage you visually and actively in experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And we really like to think of Mesa, and especially downtown Mesa, as a place for creative experimentation and innovation. We want that to be the experience people have. I guess you could call it trying to build a creative playground for people. So how do people start thinking about downtown Mesa in a different way?
Right.
As a place that you go and there's always, there's always or often going to be something interesting to see and do. And also, we want the people themselves to have opportunities to discover their own creativity.
Yeah.
Everybody has it. They might not know they have it. We want easily accessible experiences that draw people in and just make them have fun and find out that there's creativity in a lot of different ways around them.
Yeah, yeah. And what kind of reaction have you gotten from the public when you bring in projects like this in the past?
We've actually had fantastic experiences with the public really appreciating the opportunity to both experience something new, to experiment, and to interact with other people. There's a really strong value that people hold for connecting with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And doing it through the arts is a very approachable way that is not as off-putting or scary as normally meeting strangers is.
Yeah.
So it gets people talking and meeting new people and feeling a part of something greater than themselves. We think of it as sort of building the social fabric of the community.
Yeah, yeah. And have you seen results from that? I mean, you've done several of these before. This one's on the horizon here. But do you feel like you're starting to build that kind of fabric in downtown Mesa?
We absolutely do. We have had a lot of people who say that they feel the difference, and they see the difference in the way downtown is developing and the way people feel about it. We just recently had a panel from the Brookings Institute come to talk about innovation districts, and they spent some time in downtown Mesa, and they felt that downtown Mesa had all the ingredients, including the strong art and creative opportunities, to become a thriving innovation district, and that's really exactly what we want. So we were so excited.
Yeah, yeah. So why do you think it's important not only to invest in this kind of thing, but to do this kind of community engagement in within the arts? Is there ever pushback saying, like, why spend money on this, you know, when we could spend money on city services or something like that?
You know, we have a tremendously supportive community. They, over 20 years ago now, voted in a public referendum a quality of life sales tax that they voted on themselves to build this magnificent art center. So there's a value for what arts bring to a community there. And people seem to really appreciate it. Now, we do a good job also of going after grants and doing fundraising specifically to be able to do this kind of programming.
Yeah.
But I think people see the value in creating civic engagement and creating connectivity between people through the arts, and they like it.
Cindy Ornstein, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Cindy Ornstein is the executive director of the Mesa Arts Center, and Hello Lamppost launches this Saturday as part of the Spark Festival of Creativity in downtown Mesa.